In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is day one of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Our theme verse, as you heard, is Isaiah 44, verse 3, where the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." So, great verse. And our theme for Spring Share-a-thon is pour your spirit out. We want God to just do great and mighty things in our midst. As we look to him, as we trust him, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. And so it's always a joy for Share-a-thon to have my good friend Bert Harper join me as we talk about things. And so, Bert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always good to be with you. And Share-a-thon, whether it be spring or fall, it's a great hour to be with you, brother.
Okay, we have a $25,000 challenge between now and 10 o'clock. And so I got in on that early, and Debbie and I gave this morning online. And so it's always a blessing to do that. The number to call for your gift is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, as I did, AFR.net and give.
Well, when you do that, listen, there's, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Our founder, Don Wildman, was so generous in helping other ministries get started, 8 Days of Hope and others, so many. And so AFR wants to be one of those that gives, and in appreciation, again, it's not saying we're paying you for giving, but it's in appreciation. If you give $150 or more gift, one-time gift, you get the book, The Bible, Divine or Human, by Stephen McDowell. Now, I know the answer to that question, Jeff, the Bible, divine or human. And that doesn't mean I don't need to read the book, but it does mean I know the answer before I read the book. But he gives great evidence of that. And then if you give a $50, $30 or more gift per month, you get that same book and a AFR pad folio. It's a great looking book. It's a zipper and you can put a pad in it. And matter of fact, earlier today when I was on it, I unzipped it and found out Stephen McDowell's book fits right inside this, and it's a great
yes.
gift, and it's an appreciation for those that give. It's not saying, you give this, and we want to give you something just to pay you back. No, we can't pay you back, but we sure do appreciate it, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. And I got sent one, and it is a nice gift. And Stephen McDowell, the historian, great little book. It's a good read, and it will really equip you to answer the question when someone starts to say, "Well, I don't believe the Bible." Most people that say that, Bert, have never read the Bible, but this just kind of loads you for bear, and so you can have tremendous confidence that the Word of God is not a human book. It's a divine book. Obviously, men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God, but it's not just guys cooking up what they wanted to write. They were inspired by the Lord to write down what he wanted them to write.
And that number again, and Jonathan, our boss here, I said, give that number. And the number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or as you and Debbie did, give online at AFR.net. Jen and I are one of those that gives us a little earlier to kick us off. And so we appreciate all of those that's already given, but we also appreciate those that are given now and will give. And again, this is what we do, the ministry at AFR. You're listening because somebody before you gave, and now you can give so you can keep on listening. But notice what the verse says in Isaiah 44:3, and my blessings on your descendants. I would say this, Jeff, when we give now, we're blessing those that will hear in the next 6 months especially, but usually even way past that. So we want to pass it on, don't we?
We do. And, you know, as we give, it is for our children, our grandchildren, for our descendants, and for others to hear. And it's amazing. One of the things I love, Bert, about a radio ministry or television ministry is you just never know who the Lord has listening at a particular time. Somebody can be in the car and just kind of, you know, flipping through things and putting it on a search or a seek or whatever, and it hits on something that that person really needs to hear, and then they start listening, and from that that one-time listen, they can hear the gospel and trust the Lord as Savior and King.
It is amazing. On the program that Alex McFarland and I do, we have call-ins. I know you have call-ins as well, and it is amazing to see that. What we were studying in the Bible study or what you were talking about, it just hit. And sometimes those people respond by calling in immediately. And, I mean, it's good no matter when it happens, but when it happens while doing the program, there's something extra special about that that makes it feel so unique. And we've had people call in. Matter of fact, I have a panel that shows you the last few callers. Debbie from Statesville, North Carolina.
Statesville.
Dave, yeah. Statesville. You know where, have you been there?
I do.
Amen, man. You went to seminary in North Carolina, didn't you?
Yeah, and some of our good friends, the wife was from Statesville.
Okay, well, that's great. Brenda from Van Wert, Ohio. What's that town in Texas there? Wascom? Is that W-A?
Uh-huh, Wascom.
Wascom, yeah. Texas is Jay. And again, Brett from Chesterfield, Virginia. These have all called in. Others have called in to say we want to continue this ministry and be a part of it. And one of the words that we heard earlier, and I want you to respond to it, Jeff, because you're not only on this network as a personality with a program that AFR promotes, but you also have a program that you're partnering with us, and you were, yes, partnering with us before you came on, quote, staff, you know, in this way. The partnership,
Bert,
is great, isn't it?
I was paying Tim Wildman to be my friend. It's like being in a fraternity.
Amen. Well, the partners that we have on AFR and the programming we have, the lineup is amazing, and we just thank God for these partnerships. And have you noticed how God honors partnerships? He sent them out two by two. Let me say, there were 70 of them. There were 12 apostles. God seems to just really appreciate partnership. I think it shows humility in saying, hey, it's not just about us.
Right. Hey, Bert, I'm curious. So when we ask people to call 877-616-2396, How many friendly voices are standing by?
Oh, man. I went in there just a few minutes ago to see who they were, and I believe I counted 20-something different individuals, and some of them are volunteers. We know we got some from South Carolina. We got some from Indiana and Ohio, and I know we get usually those folks from Arkansas come on over. We have people from Kansas coming. So you might find different dialects, but I guarantee you, most of the time, over 50% of the time, you'll find someone with a southern accent, even more southern than me. And that's saying a lot, Jeff, to be more southern than Bert Harper. Listen, when you were born and raised here and never lived outside of it, you tend to have that accent that I have in the South.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite senators is John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Oh, yes.
And he is funny, but he has that drawl, and makes it very memorable.
Yeah.
Well, Bert, one of the things you and I both like during Share-a-thon are the testimonies that we have, and I'd love to hear one right now.
Mark, you got it ready?
This is Matt from Fredericktown, Missouri, and I just want to thank God for AFR. I've been a long-time listener for about 20 years now, and I've been blessed. More than y'all will ever know, I've been blessed. Exploring the Word every day. I spend a lot of time on the road, and when I get the chance to listen to Exploring the Word with Bert and Alex, I do. Just the encouragement in the afternoons to be in the Word with other believers nationwide. I mean, it's a nationwide church service. To dive into God's Word and encourage each other to be there for each other and to pray with one another and for one another is such a blessing. Brother Bert, Dr. Alex, thank you so very much for your service and what you do for all of us. Continue to pray in Jesus' name that I'll continue to bless this ministry. Thank you.
Okay, now Bert, was that selected or was that just potluck?
Believe it or not, that just came up. Mark was sitting up. Oh, Mark did it. Okay, I thought, wow. Now I see, like you had to pay Tim, I didn't have to pay Mark. But listen, Alex and I, we love exploring the Word and getting into the Word and praying for. They call in for questions. They call in for prayer requests. They call in for praises. It's like a Bible study. We treat it like a small group Bible study. We really do, Jeff.
Yeah, you guys have had me on before, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. And I want to tell you, it keeps your prayer life relevant, you know, not knowing what question may come up at any time.
Right.
And so you, ever so often, we'll say, that's a good question. We'll think about it.
Yeah, I think you guys told me, Alex might have told me, the number one question of all the questions is, who were the Nephilim?
It is. Genesis chapter 6, and that is the most common question we have. Who are those folks? And it's, you know, Alex and I kind of halfway agree on it a little bit. You know, Alex and I we agree a lot, and you, man, I hear you each morning just about it. And when you have a high regard for Scripture, you believe it is the authoritative truth of God, listen, you're going to have a lot of agreement, aren't you, Jeff?
Yeah, you will. And there are passages where good and godly people can disagree. You know, I like the passage in Acts where Paul and Barnabas disagreed and to such an extent that they couldn't go together anymore.
Yeah, and God does things well in place of one missionary team, now he has two.
Right.
So God takes all things. It's amazing what God can do with everything, isn't it?
Amen. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 to give your gift, or you can go online, afr.net. And Bert, let me just, for our listeners, let them know about the mission and the vision of American Family Association. The mission of AFA is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. So AFA comes alongside the church. We don't replace the church. We come alongside the church to strengthen the church. And then the vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation.
Amen. When you see those, our mission and our vision, listen, I the three things that you see in the mission: inform, equip, and activate. And that's Don Wildman straight out. He wanted to be activated. He, you know, if we'd have just limited it to inform and equip, I don't think we'd have near as many people angry at us. But when we say let's activate and let's call this phone number, let's do that, changes things a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net and give your gift and be a part of something at American Family Association that really does change lives.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
I happened to come across AFR station a few years back, and I've been listening ever since. And I listen to 88.3 or 89.1 and listen to you from 7 to 4. I'm an Amish guy, so I'm not on social media, but I love listening to AFR, especially Today's Issues and Todd Herman. And it being a Christian radio station, I appreciate that. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
For Spring Share-a-thon 2025, Isaiah 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Thus says the Lord." And I'm here with my good friend Bert Harper. And so the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. And there is a $25,000 challenge going on right now.
And let me just say right now, if you give that $150 or more gift, you'll receive Stephen McDowell's book, The Bible, Divine or Human. And as Jeff was saying earlier, it will equip you. You may be like me. Well, I already know that question. But this will equip you to help others understand the truth of God's Word. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll get that same book and an AFR pad folio. It's a great looking, it's black with a zipper on it. It's got a notebook on the inside, and you can fit it with you, and that zipper keeps your pen from falling out. You ladies that are got something, you're always looking for that pen that's in your purse somewhere, and you miss a note or two, right here with this pad, it would be right there, and you would have it with you. And so it's not that we're paying you back. It's, again, a thank you, saying thank you for joining us. And we do appreciate those that have called in already. And that number again, 877-616-2396.
Well, Bert, What has been some exciting things that have happened at AFA, AFR in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I just want to tell you, one of the things is that our towers have survived all the storms that's come through. And that's not just trying to be frivolous. That is the truth, because all the towers that we have to maintain in order to broadcast and all the storms that's coming through, the possibility of them being knocked off the air, we've had it temporarily. But praise the Lord, they've stayed broadcasting, and that is such a blessing. We also, I would say this about AFR, what God is doing, and we experience it firsthand on Exploring the Word, all the people that are getting right with the Lord. And the best news, it seems like, and I think it's just not AFR, but the news department has reported it, Gen Z being open to the things of God. The Bibles are being purchased. I think Bible the possibility of Bible studies going around last year, and even part of this year, we're hearing what's happening. We hear about all the anti-Semitic stuff that's been going on campuses, but there are other things that's going on campuses with some revivals taking place at Auburn University, Florida State, Georgia, Ohio State. And as I understand it, there's a lot of other college universities that are desiring to see what God can do, because in place of having people marching and burning things, you have people praying and seeking God. A lot of difference in responding to God and responding to rhetoric. That's not true, Jeff.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate Charlie Kirk and all the work does on college campuses. That guy is very, very smart. He's very good in those back and forths, and doesn't lose his cool when people are very ugly to him. And hats off to that guy.
You know, Alex McFarland, my the co-host of Exploring the Word, he and Charlie, he's going to be speaking at some of the things that Alex is hosting. And again, this is such a great tool. Because I think the younger people, I think we were all like that when we were younger. I don't think we had as many ways to, hear things that was lies. But you're always looking for what is real. Now, what is real? And I just want to tell you, Jesus Christ is real. The truth of the Word of God is real. The Bible is the Word of God. And so when they find this stability that is real, it changes lives, and AFR is on the front line with the programming, with the ministry partners. We talked about you being a partner. We do Truth for Youth Bible Week, where we give away Bibles in public schools. The students do. We're ministry partners with Preborn that sponsors sonograms, where 80% of new mothers come in and get a sonogram. They decide to keep their baby, and many times they are saved. We partner with Operation Christmas Child and getting those boxes to children all around the world. So Jeff, it's not just AFR out there by itself.
Right.
If it wasn't for AFR, having these radio stations all over the United States, the programming that we ask others to join us, like Dr. Jeffries, David Jeremiah, your program, is it Truth for Today? I get you, since you're on two, I'll always get them mixed up. But
yeah, Real Truth for Today is the morning program.
Yeah, and other programs, it wouldn't be possible, but because people give and make that pledge at this number, 877-616-2396, it makes it possible for those to broadcast here on our radio network. It's a great, I say you get a lot for the money. You get double a blessing from it.
Well, you do. And then you get to know, you just get the satisfaction of knowing that I'm investing in the kingdom. And we always tell people, and Bert, I know that you would agree with me on this, you tithe to your local church, and offerings go as the Lord leads you. And so we would want our listeners, I just finished a series on giving, and you bring the tithe to the storehouse. I believe the storehouse is the local church, but that's the tenth. And then over and above the offering, you give to the Lord and support those ministries that are really ministering to you, and God blesses when we do that.
He really does. And our founder, Don Wildman, he was a local pastor before he founded, while he founded this ministry, and then it became full-time for him. But he was always interested in the local church. And he would say that, tithe, but then on your offerings, hey, make AFR part of your plan. And I just say that. I think it's a blessing for you to be able to. And I just say we sure appreciate, because it gives us the opportunity to share God's word. And Jeff, I know you take this serious. We pledge to stick with the word, don't we?
Amen. We sure do. And in a world where people are bailing out on the truth of Scripture, I love that verse in Romans chapter 3, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar.
Yeah.
And the Word of God is truth. And whether, people may not want to receive it, but it doesn't mean that it's not true.
Amen. Another thing I love to say, I was on the board for quite a while, and we worked with the ECFA. That's the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And since I was local here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our headquarters were, Don would have me to come over, and he and I would go over the ECFA report on us, and we got ratings on the financial accountability. It was top rated every time. I think during my tenure here, we just had two suggestions. One was make the board a rotating board. We followed up with that because what happens, get a new board member, they start asking questions. They see things a little differently, and it helps you look at it in a fresh way. And then the other one is also rotate the chairman so that the chairman, that can be, if you're going to have a rotating board, you need a chairman that's selected and elected. And we put those into practice. And, yes, it was a great, but ECFA, the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, they go over our books. We have our own accountant, outside accountant, come in and look to see the make sure that we're doing it the way that is supposed to be done. That would please Don Wyman greatly, because I can tell you, he was a stickler for doing it right, Jeff.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online, afr.net. And Mark, if we can have another testimony, that would be great.
I have been listening to American Family Radio for many years, actually since just before Sandy Rios joined you. What a beautiful addition she was. Also, we have been monthly supporters of AFR since about 2012. Your station is such a beautiful mix, biblically faithful, spiritual and personal encouragement, accurate exposition of current news and events, and a lot of warm humor sprinkled throughout. Listening to AFR is, for an oldie like me, a bit like coming home each day, and the welcome mat is clearly out for all newcomers. Thank you all for the faithful hard work you do daily at AFR. You are much appreciated and much loved. Thank you.
How nice.
That is a promotion, I tell you. We need to hang on to that one, Jeff.
That's good. Okay, so Bert, what do we have in terms of callers? I know you'd like to tell us who's calling.
Listen, from Parrish, Tennessee, that's a great, great town. Alex and I have been there with one of our, gatherings, and James called in from Frisco, Texas, Sharon, Nora from Bay Springs, Mississippi, Linda from Richardson, Texas, and Jamie from Douglas, Georgia. These are all people that have called in, and others have called in from Americus, Georgia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma. They're from all over. They've called in and said, we want to be a part of the ministry at AFR, and you're partners with us. Let me say this. I love to give a shout out to the folks you don't see. Have you noticed, Paul referred to the church as the body, of Christ. Right. Have you noticed in a body the things that are the most important are not seen, the brains, the heart, right, the lungs? A lot of the folks are those that are behind the scenes here at AFR. You hear us that are behind the microphones, and we enjoy it. We appreciate it. But what would we do without the Randys, the Marks, the Devons, the Brents? If they put me behind that board that Mark's behind right now, you'd hear a lot of static, Jeff, So when you're supporting AFR, it's not just the voices, but it's these people, the engineers that keep the towers up, those people that run the technology here that is behind the scenes, the ladies that help with the finances, and they get calls all the time, and they keep a prayer list, Jeff. They up there, and they'll relate it to us. We'll get an email from one of the ladies, and they say, pray for such and such person who's just had surgery, someone that's just being diagnosed with a horrible disease. And it goes out all over our network, all the employees, and people pray for them. That's the ministry of AFR.
Amen. Well, when I think of Isaiah 44:3, our theme verse for Share-a-thon 2025, Spring Share-a-thon, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. I was listening to the program right before us with Tim and Jenna, and Tim was just reiterating the fact that what we need in America, we are grateful that God put Donald Trump in the White House to return America to law and order and common sense and morality and those kinds of things that are so critically needed. But what we need more than anything is a revival.
Amen. I really do. God has given us this opportunity, the church. And I've already talked about Gen Z, Generation Z. And I'm telling you, I think those of us, X's and the boomers that, you know, I'm a part of, I'm one of those boomers. We need to get with it. And churches, be ready to welcome these people that are honestly seeking the growth. I was just a child during the Jesus Revolution, and you know, I remember it here in Northeast Mississippi. We were still in church. We were still doing all the things that, you know, we got things last. But I'd hear about what had take place in California with the Jesus Revolution. But until, you know, I think the church missed out on an opportunity to really spread that more than we did. Now, God worked even through it, but even today, we need to be ready to receive them, to let them see this is the love of Christ. This is the truth of God's word. And don't let fear dominate. Now, you stand for truth, but you don't stand in fear. You know, there's a balance there. You know, Jeff, we stand in truth, but we're not afraid. Perfect love right. casts out fear. And so if somebody comes in and they might be a different, I'm not talking about trans, and I'm not talking about all that, but I am talking about, hey, they might dress a little differently. They may be different than us. We need to be ready to say, okay, come on, let's right. teach what Jesus says.
You know, I say from the pulpit, Bert, hey, if you're struggling with gender or with same-sex attraction or something like that, we want you to come to church. We want you to hear the truth.
Amen.
We don't dislike you. We love you, and we want to speak the truth in love. But you've been lied to. All these people that have been told that, hey, you can choose your gender and biological sex are not connected, that's just a lie. And it's destroying lives. And so we want to speak the truth in love to a lost and dying world, because we know that the Lord is coming soon, and Jesus is the only ark of safety. And just as Noah was preaching, eventually it started to rain. And if you weren't on the ark, you were swept up in judgment. We don't want that for anyone.
We don't. And truth, this is speak the truth in love. And some of us are louder than others, like Bert Harper. I'm, you know, loud, and I'm, you know, out there speaking. But listen, God cares for you. If you're listening today and you think you're unworthy, you are, far as your own work. But Jesus Christ intervenes in our life, and he takes that which is rotten to the core, and he changes you. I'm telling you, what's that song? I'm a life that's been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I saved as a 12-year-old boy, okay? Mm-hmm. I had not got into deep sin, and I thank God for that. It was a great time to be saved. It was old enough for me to remember everything about it, but it was you know, young enough that I had not gotten deep in sin. God saved me. It was the same grace that saved me that would save someone that was 60 years old in rebellion against God. It's the grace of God all the way through, isn't it, brother?
It really is. You know, you were talking about fear, and I was thinking, I posted today on X about the left-leaning media. They love to promote fear. You know, we're afraid there's a new virus coming out. We're afraid that the recession's coming. Trump is destroying our economy. We're afraid about climate change. We're afraid about this. We're afraid about that. We don't need to be afraid as Christians. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline, a sound mind. And so one of the things that ought to characterize our Christianity is that we have confidence in the Lord, and we're not afraid. We know who holds the future, and we just keep our eyes fixed on him.
Amen. That number, 877-616-2396, or you can call online at AFR.net and join us for Pouring Your Spirit Out, Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Don't be left behind, but make that call and be a part of what God's doing through AFR.
Yes, and remember, it is more blessed to give than to receive, and the Lord loves a cheerful, generous giver. And so give, and God will bless you for it.
My name is Bill Bradford. I've served on the board of AFA for about 8.5 years, and I'm the pastor of Lawndale Presbyterian Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. Every Sunday, I want people to leave going, the gospel is true, Christ is the Redeemer I need, I'm a broken sinner who needs grace. AFA lives by that. At the same time, they're also applying that in a number of different areas that they can give a lot of focus and directness to. Religious liberty, the family, the unborn, things like that that we cherish as a local church, but they can give more effort and intensity to. So I'm very thankful for that. In addition to that, there's just a variety of resources that AFA puts out. Some of the ones that I've really appreciated of late is The God Who Speaks, and we've done The God Who Speaks in our Sunday school. So good resources for local church, as well as being able to see effects of Christian discipleship carried out and put on the ground in a very directed way.
I love to listen to AFR early in the morning when I'm on my way to do things. I tune in and so inspired by the word that's given and the music, and also enjoy listening to Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, along with many others. And I just want to thank you for continuing to inspire us as Christians in these times. Grateful for it.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. It is Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Our theme verse is Isaiah 44:3, where the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." I'm here with Bert Harper. And Bert, I was thinking about Peter on the day of Pentecost when he said to the people, "For the promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself." You know, sometimes people, Bert, say, well, maybe God didn't choose me, or maybe this promise in the Word of God is not for me. But I always remind them, hey, Peter said, the promise is for you and your children, and it's for anyone who will call upon the Lord.
That is good news. And really, I just want to tell you, God loves you no matter where you are right now, hurting, you know, difficulty. I remember Jack Taylor. I started preaching, Jeff, when the Deeper Life preachers was preaching. Dr. Adrian Rogers would have Bertha Smith, Ron Dunn, Jack Taylor, Peter Lord, Manly Beasley. Now, listen, I'm just telling you, if you don't know those names, find out any sermons they preach, and I'm telling you what, you'll be blessed. But I would hear that, and I'd say, Lord, I don't want to miss out on what you're doing. I don't want to miss anything. I want you to give me the full load of your indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And I want to tell you, it changed my life, changed my focus to make much of Jesus, no matter when, in the pulpit, out of the pulpit, that Jesus is as. And this AFR does it differently than different people, but that's what we do. We make much of Jesus in the news department. We start with the truth. We want the truth and to tell you about the truth, and that is Jesus Christ. So when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you're joining us, becoming partners with us, and saying we want the truth of the Word of God to go forth And we want truth to go forth in the newscast, in the programming. And how important is a biblical worldview, Jeff?
Oh, it's critical because people aren't getting it. Sadly, Bert, a lot of people don't get a biblical worldview from the church they go to.
Oh, me. That's because, sad.
Mm. Yeah, it is sad. I was listening to Allie Beth Stuckey. She did a program on Andy Stanley's church, North Point. And, you know, they coddle the world and they so want to accommodate the world. The church has nothing to do with the world other than to be a witness in the world. And Bert, you know, the old saying that the church is, we're in the world, we're not of the world. We're like a boat in the water. A boat in the water is fine, but water in the boat is not fine. And that creates a huge problem. Just ask the people on the Titanic. When the water got in the ship, they were in trouble.
Yeah, and this is what we're doing. We're sharing with you truth. And the biblical worldview, you're going to have a worldview. If it's not biblical, it's wrong. I'm just saying the secular worldview and the Bible, especially Romans. Romans chapter 1, Jeff, is so pivotal to our age. It demonstrates the importance of being thankful. You know, I've never met the Christian who was filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in His Spirit, that did not have a thankful spirit. They can be difficult times, hard times, but gratitude, thankfulness is one of the hallmarks of a spirit-filled follower of Jesus Christ. And part of what we do, that's why they do Trivia Friday. It's funny. I get to be on that program ever so often when one of the three professors can't. They have visiting professors. They couldn't take me all the time anyway, so they just put me on there part-time. But listen, it is that God has laughter does good like a medicine. So here is AFR on Fridays especially, during Trivia Friday, we want folks to understand that we as Christians have a joy deep in our heart, and that joy is real, and it comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, we look at it from a biblical worldview. We have, I'm saying this, cliche, used it too. We've read the back of the book, and we know who wins. And mm-hmm. So that puts joy in our heart, doesn't it, Jeff?
Well, it really does. And so that's why you don't have to be afraid. You know, riches are uncertain. I read a verse yesterday, 1 Timothy 6. Do not be conceited. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. And you know, Bert, as Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We as Christians need to make sure that we are putting our treasure in heaven's bank, where moth doesn't destroy, thieves don't break in and steal, because then when we die and stand before the Lord, we have sent our goods on ahead, and we will get to enjoy those blessings for all eternity.
And there are people who have joined us, and we try to update ever so often each segment, give you the names and the names of the towns people are calling from. One of my favorite towns is Amarillo, Texas. I just enjoy that. Been there. I stop at that place and eat Big Tex.
Texan. The Big Texan. Did you eat the 72-pound steak?
I did not. I was never.
Or 72 ounce.
I did not. I was out in Colorado Springs one time, and I saw a guy. He was from the east as well. He had come through there, and he had his T-shirt on. I ate the 72-ounce steak. I went over to him and shook his hand.
Was he a big guy?
No, he was not. That's what's amazing. Have you noticed those guys that eat the hot dogs at the hot dog?
Yes.
Eating? They're not
they're skinny.
That big. Yeah. And he was as well, and I just said, brother, and what happens when you go out there, we're not promoting this, but it's fun to go there. If you volunteer to do it, you're up on a raised stage, and you got your table there, and everybody's watching you try to put it down, watching them, not me. And so, yes, I love Amarillo. Hey, by the way, I forgot to tell who it was it called. That was Jenny from Amarillo, Texas. Thank you, Jenny. Diane from it's Potosi, Missouri. If I don't say that right, Potosi, Missouri. Diane, Jay from Slidell, Louisiana. Pat from Bernice, Louisiana. And Neil from Amory, Mississippi. They've all called in, and said, we want to partner with you and continue the program at AFR. We will continue to do it and be faithful to God's word, won't we, Jeff?
Amen. 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. Bert, let's hear another testimony.
I've been listening to American Family Radio since around 1997. I have enjoyed it so much. Every morning I turn on my radio and listen to AFR. I laugh with JJ and John. I love to hear about their families. When I'm walking outside, I have my AFR app, and I listen to it 3 or 4 times a day outside. Sometimes when I have trouble sleeping, I turn my radio on, and AFR keeps me company during the night. So I'm so thankful to Don Wildman, what he started, and so thankful that his family is continuing his legacy. I'm praying for blessings for AFR, for all of your employees, and thank you so much for everything that you have helped me go through, and just thankful that God has seen to bless you as he has and continue to do that.
Amen. Well, she didn't say anything about exploring the word. I'm disappointed.
Listen, we mark those, you know. Alex and I say, call in. No, we do. When they say call in and give testimonies, we do encourage our listeners. I said, do that. It's not because we are so important, but it is a joy to hear that what you're saying from the Word of God is being planted in people's hearts and minds, and it's helping them to grow in their relationship with Christ, Jeff. Your program does that. I'm serious. It does. You do such a great job. In your interviews, you get that so clearly, standing on the Word of God, standing on His promises, the lives that have been changed. Listen, God, you're a new creature in Christ, Jeff. Even as a 12-year-old boy, God changed my life in the direction of my life, even saved at that age, and I knew it. And that's the God we serve, and AFR is a part of that. We want to be on the front line of carrying the gospel. You were talking about our mission. Right below that, listed in our notebook that we have our values, fulfilling the Great Commission. Listen to them. There's 5 things: evangelism and discipleship, marriage and family, sanctity of human life, stewardship, and religious liberty. Those are 5 areas that the program in at AFR, we really do target. That's our target values that we're trying to do to carry out the vision and the mission: evangelism and discipleship, marriage and family, sanctity of human life, stewardship, religious liberty. I say we're on solid ground if we teach those things the way the Bible teaches them, Jeff.
Amen to that. Well, we began in 1991, continuing strong today, and AFR broadcasts its programming to roughly 180 radio stations in over 30 states across the country. And AFR also streams its programming and podcasts online primarily through its website and mobile phone app. I want to encourage you as a listener, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, get it, because sometimes as you're listening, Bert, you know, you've had this experience, you're listening in the car and then you're driving and then you lose it.
Yeah.
And so it's great to listen to it on your app, and then it stays strong.
One of the programs that I do on the weekend, of course, with my son Nathan is Exploring Missions. And I told this at 6 o'clock, but I want to share it again here. Well, I don't think it'll hurt. We got new listeners. But when we first started that, Nathan and I were interviewing a man that had to use a pen name because of his life being in danger, of his witnessing mostly to Muslims. And he was a target, and he had to use a pen name. But he wanted to make sure he was doing it right. So he got in contact with his mentor, and he told him, you know, the opportunity. He said, now who is it with? He said, American Family Radio. And he said, now what program it was it? And it says, well, it's with Bert Harper, who does Exploring the Word, but he does a new program called Exploring Missions. And he said, oh yes, go ahead and do that interview. I listen to Bert and Alex every day. Now the secret to this, he was in Israel. He was in Israel, and because of all the internet and everything that we have, we're able to be worldwide. We've on Trivia Friday, we got a call from Italy on Exploring the Word. We've gotten them from England. And so, yes, that years ago, they started trying to, you know, hold Don in about the number of radio stations, and they kind of changed the rules about how to be licensed. And so Don, in place of doing, keeping on fighting that battle, he kept on pushing, but he went to the internet. And when, you know, internet exploded, we were already ready to go with it and launch it, because Don, in his vision, saw, hey, this is an opportunity to carry the word of God around the world. Let's take it. And now, I mean, that's the ministry of AFR. And when you call this number, 877-616-2396, or go online now because of that, AFR.net, you can partner with us to take the gospel around the world.
Okay, so Bert, where do we stand on the $25,000 challenge?
Okay, in the last little, I think we've gone up about 200 calls. I started out, it was below 1,000, around 900 and something, and we're coming up on 1,100. So we're not just maintaining, we are growing. The numbers are growing. So if you'll make that call. And we've got about 5 minutes left. Man, have you ever flooded something in 5 minutes? You can do it on the phone and on the internet. So right now, that $25,000 challenge is still up right now. So make that call the way Lillian from Iowa, Linda from Tennessee, Glenn from Vicksburg, Mississippi, Deborah from Iowa, and Judy from Mount Vernon, Ohio. Man, isn't it fun to watch that and see the calls that come in from all over the United States, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. It really is. And if you give a gift of $150 or more, you'll receive the book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human, and it'll give you ammunition to just be solid in your faith. And then when you're talking to somebody about the Bible and they say, well, I don't agree with this or that or the other, I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God, you'll be able to intelligently share with them why that is true. And then if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive the book plus the pad. What did you call that?
It is a AFR Padfolio.
Padfolio.
Now, that was new to me. I had to ask somebody else what it was, but then they showed me. I said, oh, this is neat.
Yeah. So it's to keep, it's a nice little, is it leather?
Yeah, it's leather and it's black and it's got AFR printed on the front of it, American Family Radio. It zips so you can carry. If you had a thin New Testament, it would fit right in there. And then it's got the pad and your pen can fit in there. Like I said, so the lady doesn't have to try to find her pen that's in her purse somewhere. It can be right there. It's really nice. I'm hoping they send me one since I gave. They say I gave at the office. I gave at the office, Jeff.
Yes, you did. Well, I got sent one last week, even before I gave, Bert, so they ought to give you one.
Okay. Well, see, since you're off campus, they send you one so you'll know what you're promoting. And
yes.
So it is great, and it's not, and it's just a thank you. Thank you. I love the song, Thank You for Giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. I want to tell you, we here that work with AFR and for AFR, we say thank you for giving. And with all of our heart, we could not do this unless our listeners were faithful stewards of what God's given them. Jeff, it's a great privilege, isn't it?
It really is. And so we appreciate our listeners so much and our supporters. The number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go online, AFR.net. And we just invite you and encourage you to come and partner with us as we share the truth of the Word of God on the airwaves every single day. And God just uses that. And when His Word goes out, He promises in Isaiah that it will not return void. So join us with that. And thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today in American Family Radio. Bert, thanks for being with me today, and we'll tee it up again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you for having me, brother.
All right. God bless you.